This is Rochester Speaks, talking about helping adult women who've been affected by addiction and sexual exploitation. I'm joined by the founder and executive director of Bright Star Community, Sue Kirby. Good morning. Thanks for stopping by. Tell us a little bit more about Bright Star Community.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate having this opportunity not only to talk to you, but to let other people know about Bright Star Community and what we're doing for women survivors in our area. We are the only two-year residential program in Monroe County that helps adult women that are affected by addiction and sexual exploitation. We do this by giving them housing for 2 years rent-free, while they receive all the services that they need to help them heal, and especially focusing on trauma, because that's the biggest thing that keeps sending them back out there, because they need to deal with that trauma. And in order to do that, they really need a safe place and they need the opportunity to have that time to focus on that work.
The financial burden of housing has to be such a huge lift off of their
Yes.
backs. What kind of influence does that make to allow them to focus just on healing versus on making ends meet in a really expensive world that we live in right now?
Yeah, just to not have to worry about those bills, not have to worry about getting those phone calls who are going to turn off your electricity. You know, that I met so many women. We do street outreach weekly on Lyle Avenue, which is one of the red light districts here in Rochester. And just meeting the women and hearing their stories. And one of the biggest things was lack of housing and also just the inability to be able to keep that housing because, you know, finding employment when they have a record. A criminal record is very difficult for them. So being able to come into a safe space and have that support to rebuild their lives and to really connect with their authentic self, I think is so important.
And addiction is such a powerful force. And these victims of addiction, that process of healing is such a long and challenging one. But how rewarding is it for you and your organization to be alongside them as they walk that path?
It's such an honor just to be on that journey with them. I myself have been sober for 32 years.
Wow.
And during my journey, it took a long time for me to finally connect to the core issues that were really driving that addiction. And I wanted to be able to help other women to not have to go that long without getting that peace, both that PIECE and the PEACE that it brings by going deep and working on that part that's really driving those voices in my head that are telling me I'm no good, I'm never going to be enough, that keep me down. And what we want to do is just be there by their side and help with that, lifting them up.
And sexual exploitation, I know another area where you work in, and a lot of us don't realize how much of that exists right here in our own Rochester area. Why is that as well something that you wanted to add and to heal and transform these women who are victims?
Well, it's interesting because I was one of those people that didn't realize this was happening right in our own area.
Me too,
Back
yeah.
in 2016, when I was, I'm sorry, 2015, when I was looking at starting this, my husband said, "Honey, you've been talking about this for years. I want you to start it. Just do it." And I had been a legal secretary my whole life. My last job was working in a district office for a New York State senator. And I left that work and bought the book Nonprofits for Dummies and said, "Okay, how do I do this thing?" And in 2015, I was told about an organization down in Nashville, Tennessee that was doing something very similar to what I was talking about. I knew I wanted 2 years. I knew I wanted it to be rent-free. And I knew that I wanted it to be a place where they could focus on the trauma work. And what I learned was this organization called Thistle Farms, thistle like the weed, was doing this in Nashville, Tennessee. I went to their website. I read the mission statement, and I got goosebumps from the top of my head all the way down my body. And I said, "Okay, honey, I've got to go to Nashville and meet this woman and find out how she did this and learn a little bit more about this organization." Well, a week later, I got an email from them saying that she was going to be at Hamilton College, which is just, it's near Syracuse. So that was a much shorter trip and saved me a lot of money. And I went there and heard her speak. And afterwards, there was a meet and greet. And I met her and I told her about the goosebumps. And she said, I get it. Don't ever stop getting those goosebumps and paying attention to those. And I really believe that's, that's my higher power, God, the spirit, whatever, moving through me and telling me you're right where you're supposed to be. You're talking to who you're supposed to talk to right now. Listen. And when I met her, she was talking about the sex trafficking and sexual exploitation of women and how what we think is a third world problem, that that's ha happening over there. Or it's happening with foreign women being brought here, which does happen. But the truth is, this is happening to our citizens, to US citizens, young women, young boys. It's not just women. I mean, our focus is mainly on adult women, but that this is a big thing that was happening in our area. And as soon as I heard it, you can't unhear it. Like all of a sudden, I'd start seeing these things in the newspaper and on the news, and I thought, wow, this is really happening here. And I started really looking into that and talking to people about it. But what they do is 2-year program for women survivors of sex trafficking and addiction. And so at that time, she said, we're starting to have workshops to teach individuals how to start this in their own community. So that was back in 2015. I went to my first workshop. And in 2016, in the spring, I went back for a 2-day workshop to learn a little bit more. And that's when I came back and said, okay, we're going to do this thing. And now we're part of a national network, the Thistle National Network. And, that's the largest network in the US that's committed to a housing first model for survivors. And it's all survivor-led. So we're thrilled to be a part of an organization that now is 92 organizations around the country that are all following this model. And currently we have about 570 beds available for women survivors.
Wow, 570. Amazing. And so for those survivors who are staying there for 2 years, what does life look like for them during this 2 years? What kind of recovery programs are available, and how are they able to use that time to make sure that they come out on the other side stronger?
What we do is we bring them in the first 6 months is really a stabilization period, getting them acclimated to the house and to the women that they're going to be living with. And then getting them into an intensive outpatient program for their addiction is so important. So usually they're coming from either a 30-day, or if they're really lucky, they get a 90-day treatment inpatient, and then they come to us. And during that time, we're working on looking at setting goals for them in the time that they're with us. What are their needs? Immediate needs being clothing. And we get so much help from Angels of Mercy here in Rochester that we are partnered with. They provide clothes for the women. We're also able to get them into the inpatient, I'm sorry, outpatient treatment through Strong Recovery right now, which they have not only the outpatient program for their addiction, but they also have the mental health piece right there. And then once they're ready, usually in the second phase, which is the next 6 months, their mental health professional will let us know when they're ready to move on to a trauma-informed treatment. And they'll work with a trauma therapist at Heal, which is also through Strong. And that's really intensive work. And that can take up to a year for that work, depending on the level of their trauma. And then in that third phase, in that final year, we're looking at educational needs. Hopefully, in the second phase, they were able to start that process. If they need their GED, we can work with them to get that. We work with REOC to get that done. And then looking at starting either a vocational training Or if they want to go on to further education, we can look at that. Or some of them will go right to work and looking for part-time job and moving into full-time. So our goal is having them fully self-sufficient when they leave in a not just a job, but a career to where they can support themselves when they're on their own. One of our partners is Miss Julie's School of Beauty. I don't know if you've heard of
Oh
them.
yes, we've talked with them actually
Yeah.
on
She
Rochester Speaks.
is, oh, great. Yeah, she is a force of nature for sure, Julie
Yes, she is.
Campus. And so we're partnered with them so that any women who are interested in getting a cosmetology license in New York State, they can go to that school for free. And many of the women are very excited to be able to do that.
Sure. Yeah, we know Miss Julie. She's amazing. She's absolutely
She
amazing at what
really
she
is.
does. And there's so much synergy between what the two of you do as well. And a lot of the
Yeah.
community feels passionate about this, and that's why there's so many great opportunities to help. And I know that this is supported by the community through donations, through volunteers. How can we do that? Where can we learn more about signing up or making a contribution?
You can go to our website, which is brightstarcommunity.org. And on there, we have opportunities for you to help either by a donation, signing up to be a monthly donor. You can also sign up to be a volunteer because we have mostly volunteers right now that are working with us. And then the other way that you can give is through our Amazon wish list, which there are links on our website for both Lisa's house, which is the name of our 2-year home, where the women are living. There are things that we need regularly, so we have a wish list for that. And then we also have a street outreach wish list. And like I said before, we go out on street outreach every Tuesday with a group of people from other organizations, Cameron Ministries, MC Collaborative. We're with Trillium and the Regional Health Reach. So there's a medical team that goes out with us, which is I absolutely love that we're able to do that so that when we meet individuals on the streets and they need medical attention, they can get it right there. And all of these programs, we're working with on hopefully a bigger project that we're actually in the midst of in talks right now for hopefully opening next year or at least by 2026. And it would really be give us the ability to help so many more women because there's so many out there. And having one home with 4 beds is it's hard to say we don't have any beds available. But again, with the national network, we are able to refer them if they are willing to relocate, we can get them in a bed in one of our sister organizations in the country.
Wow. And another way to that we're looking forward to that is an opportunity to give back is Bright Night coming up on November 7th in Irondequoit. Talk about how much fun that's going to be and how it's a great opportunity for the community to come together and give back.
Yeah, this is our third annual Bright Night, and it's at actually Irondequoit Country Club, which is in Pittsburgh.
Oh,
So
okay.
it,
Nope, wrong.
yeah,
I was off on that
yeah,
one.
it's confusing. But yeah, it's a wonderful space, and they're donating that space for our event, and we're very excited. The other thing that we're thrilled about is the founder of Thistle Farms, Becca Stevens, is going to be our keynote speaker. And she's just an amazing speaker, an amazing woman. She's an Episcopalian minister that started this over 25 years ago, very much like I did, seeing a problem and knowing that it needed a solution. And she said, I'm just going to bring some women into a home and love on them, and they'll be, they'll live happily ever after. And of course, there's a lot more to it than that, but
Yeah.
she has built this from the ground up, and it's an amazing model, has a 75% success rate. So we're thrilled to have her, and she's bringing 2 survivor leaders from their program with her. The other thing that I'm really excited about is there's a project they've been working on. It happened during COVID, and Becca had asked that we all get these kits and have women create squares on fabric. With pictures or words or something that tells their story of their survival from sexual exploitation and trafficking. And each sister organization had women in their program create these. We sent them into Nashville, and they're now being put made into quilts.
Wow.
And they're going to be launching this remnant project in the spring of next year. And the quilts will go all around the country, similar to what the AIDS quilt was like. And we're going to have a couple of those quilts at our event. So I'm so excited. It's really just amazing to be part of something that big, to get the word out and spread the word of what these women have gone through and continue to go through, and letting them know that there's help and there's hope.
That's so cool. Again, Bright Night coming to the Irondequoit Country Club, which is located in Pittsford for some reason. That's coming up November 7th, and tickets can be purchased up at brightstarcommunity.org. And again, that's cocktails, hors d'oeuvres, silent auction, all those other great things. And Becca Stevens, who you talked
Yes.
about, how full circle of a moment is that too for her to be coming in, because that was really your inspiration to get this started, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. She is just an amazing woman. And anytime I see her, we have a national conference every 2 years. Every time I see her, even though I'm there with hundreds of other women and individuals who have started organizations like this or are just coming to the convention to hear more about it, she comes right up to me and gives me a hug and, knows me by name. And it's just so nice to know that there's that connection with someone and that she's still humble. She's not,
Right.
this hasn't gone to her head. This isn't about her. It's not about me. It's about the women that we serve and that we're working to help rebuild their lives and give them a life that they can, be proud of and help other women. That's the biggest thing, is that the women who graduate from our program are sisters for life, and they come back to help other women coming through this program to give them that experience, strength, and hope, and show them that, there is light at the end of this tunnel.
Yeah. Sue Kirby from Bright Star Community. Hope to see you coming up at Bright Night 2024 on the 7th of November. And you'll also, if you're listening to this online, you'll see a link down there on the website where you can sign up and purchase tickets. And also head on over to brightstarcommunity.org for tickets and to learn more about Bright Star Community and how you can help even outside of just attending the event. Sue, thank you so much for joining me this morning, and more importantly, for what you do to help women in our community.
Thank you so much, John.